Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
How do you rate your faith? In this week's lesson, which Dr. Williams titles, When Faith is in Action, he teaches that a little faith will go a long way when works are applied.
Don't underestimate your faith. You would be amazed what you can do if you quit complaining and exercise your faith.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 48 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 and 6. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Now this week we read the book of what?
Hebrews.
Next week, and I know what you're saying, but next week we want to read the book of James, because James carried in it some data that would be a blessing to us, that we read it, but we didn't practice it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Or just like Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, it talks about our faith in action, not the Baptist faith coming in joy. Amen. As I give today a brief statement as introduction, I want to quote Dr. Caesar Clark. He said that church had been in a rage. Everybody had just enjoyed themselves. And then when it was time for the word, half of them went to sleep. He says they enjoyed what they lacked, but they didn't enjoy what they needed. So he said today, I quote, he said today that you who are here and you want guidance in your life, you can get that from the Word of God. It's in the Word and it's from the Word. So if you read it when you go home, you've heard it hundreds of times, I'm sure, especially if you're past 50. Because we quote it, but we don't believe it. From the 11th chapter of Hebrews, one of my favorite scriptures that I've quote when I'm having some challenges outside, I quote this a lot. I quoted last night more than 10 scriptures to speak to me. Amen. And that's Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse number 6. Let me see how many of y'all can read it without reading it. Look straight at me and it's quoted. It says, but what?
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Now, if without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
The choir has sung well today. And I appreciate them singing as a mixed group. Because I'll always tell you the truth, and that's not my business whether you like it or not. Many people that sings don't know anything about the lyrics of the song. Once they get through singing in the choir and enjoy it, If they knew the lyrics of the song, then in the pew they'd be more kinder. Second, if they know the lyrics of the song, it says, without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
Well, then you cannot have your faith in one song.
Come on now.
You have to have your faith in what is needed for you. Amen. I was in Hawaii, and I went to the beach. And it was in December. It was 92 degrees. And I had on some knee pants. But I didn't have on shorts. See, the heat didn't have anything to do with how I dressed. And many people don't know that the less you dress, the harder you get. So not only put on some clothes, but cover up some things. And A.V. is going to say amen for me today, and that's fine. Faith, my friends, from the subject today, that when your faith is in action, the world will know it. Amen. The lady said a few Sundays ago when we were down to Golden One, she said, I remember you 10 years ago. I said, I didn't remember her. I said, is that right? She said, yes. You said that we don't need to be standing up, walking around, looking, sit down so we can hear. I said, I didn't say that to you. She said, no, but I heard you. You did say it. And she says, that's why I'm sitting down. I don't want nobody to tell me to sit down so I can hear. Now, if you have your second mind on, which is your cellphone, cut it off. And because we are recording from the general body, and it will create some confusion. Faith in action. Brother Holloway is the last deacon that was here when I came here. And he will tell you, I said, I can quote the first meeting I had with the deacons. It makes no sense for us to talk about God when we don't believe him. We was receiving two offerings. I said, we're going to have to stop that. If God can't take care of his church in one offering, then it's not his church. Choir, say amen.
Amen.
Sing till you get happy and don't even treat God is out of order. Amen. I went to have lunch some years ago, and when I went to pay the waiter, I had left my wallet at home. I had no money. And my wife, late wife, was with me. These are her words. She said, well, I don't have any money either. I said, what? There's never a woman without a few dollars. They might not let you know it, but they'll hide it if they had to put it in the hair. They're going to have a few dollars. And the lady said, so the waiter said to me, Mr. Williams said, don't worry about it. He said, I keep the ticket. I said, well, I'll pay you when I come back again. He said, no, this is my blessing. He paid for it. So I went back and tried to reimburse him. He said, no, I can't do that. Then I got a call a few weeks later. He was on probation, they was going to let him go. I called the owner. Said to the owner, how could you let a man go that is with those kind of skills? He's an excellent waiter. Calm, very practical in what he's doing. So why would you want to let him go? He said, well, I was going, what they said. I said, they said, that's your business. You can't worry about what they said. What did you say? And he retired. They worked there for 11 years. You missed it because he blessed me with my ticket. And I didn't have no money. So now it's my time to bless him. And he doesn't have any power. You missed it. The children of God never is to put themselves ahead of God. Well, Brother Powell, you pray with me. I'm going somewhere. Just give me a little time. Your faith is not faith until it is put into action. I don't understand, and I question, and I've done research, and I have friends done research. I don't understand how Carl Brown had enough faith to marry a wonder. I don't know your last name before he married you. Well, they said Wonder, Louisiana. I don't know how he had enough faith. He had to wait. He had to run after her. He had to call her a number of times. He had to wait. And Carl said, and now he's in the Lord who has blessed him. He doesn't want to put his faith into action for God. That's real. So, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. You cannot be a member of God's church. You'll do it, but it's anti-God. You can't be a member of God's church and sit in the pew every Sunday and every Wednesday and will do nothing for the kingdom. That's not God's action. We got to do something. The mother said, well, I can't sing in the choir and I can't worship. But you don't have no problem? Then you organize a prayer team. Pray every day for certain situations. Many of y'all are not paying no attention, but you all need to be praying now because we are in a mess in Washington. We don't know the results. All right? Faith. So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You can dress any way you want to dress, but if you're not doing anything for the kingdom, that's for you. Where's my mirror? I want to show you something. You see this mirror? How many of you all see it? Now, when you are undressing other people, you look in the mirror and you'll see yourself. The only thing you can see in this mirror is the outside of you. You can't see in the inside of you. Now let me explain that. Everybody in here has some ailment inside. I know you wouldn't ever admit that, but you got something. There's something bothering you, and some of it is not your business. So clean up inside, and you won't be so critical from the outside. And you said,
amen.
That's what the Bible says, and that comes by the Holy Spirit. Let's move on. So you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. I repeat, so without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The righteous shall live by faith. And in Habakkuk, it says, we see the difference between the lines of the unrighteous and the righteous. The unrighteous are puffed up. The unrighteous are what? Look at me. Look who I am. If it hadn't been for God, you wouldn't be nothing. That's this. I want to quote in Habakkuk. Listen carefully here. So the unrighteous are puffed up and live by their own self-sufficiency. But the righteous live by faith, and their confidence is in God. I can't make it on my own, but with God, all things are possible. Church, to them, faith is more than a philosophy of, my friends, of life. It is the principal way of life. Church, Christians must live their lives by faith. We are saved by faith. Our faith shall be tried many times and in many ways, that the trials of your faith being much more precious than the gold that perishes, though it be tried with the fire, might be found unto praises and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:7, King James Version. Our faith will always be indicated because it is more than equal to any occasion. Faith knows, my brothers and sisters, faith knows how to wait on the Lord. I lived in Chicago for 13 and a half years, and everywhere I lived, there was no garage. And so I never bought a car because I didn't want my nice car snowed up on Monday morning. I couldn't go to work and drive it. So I didn't buy no car. So when I got ready to leave California, of Chicago, I prayed to God for a job, not a car, for a job to take care of my family. So I had a vision that people laughed at. He gave me, I told you this before, he gave me a car and a color. He gave me a house and a color. He gave me a job and the money. And I'm still in Chicago. I came here on Sunday in Sacramento, came here on Sunday at 4 o'clock. My brother-in-law wouldn't refuse to take me looking for a job on Monday. So I said to his wife, you take me, because she owed me one. And she said, I'll take it, because my close buddy was trying to talk to her, and so I talked to her to talk to him. So she owed me something for me talking to him to talk to her. So she took me to look for a job, and I found 3 jobs. Just got here. 2 weeks after that, I went to look for a car, and he showed me the blue and white, and that was a car park and a man driving in. I jumped out of my car and went, is that car for sale? I jumped out of my brother-in-law's car. Is that car for sale? He said, yes. He said, it's a good car. I just want a new one. I said, well, I'll buy it. Don't take it to the dealer. I said, what you want for it? He said, I want so much. And I said, well, I can't give you that, but I give you cash and I give you this. I'm talking about faith. He said, well, I'll let you have it. You look like you need a car. I said, I need one. So I got the car on the lot and forgot to have him to sign it over in my name. But I went the next day. See, faith can trick some people, but it is not tricky. Faith. Okay, let's move on. All of you all in here would have been much further than you are now if you had exercised your faith. Many times you had a chance, but you wouldn't do it. Amen. The lawyer told me in Atlanta, Georgia, he says, you got on my nerves, but I got my law degree. If you ever need any help, call me. I didn't care nothing about his nerves. I saw his potentials. And Kenny said, one thing, many things, but one of the things that God has given a real called pastor, he has given him the ability to see what you can't see.
Amen.
Y'all are quiet now. Some stuff you can't see, but he can.
That's right.
I'm just going to ask this crowd to my left. How many of y'all couldn't see us in this building today? Don't raise your hand because you don't want anybody to talk about you. But we are in it. Let's move on. Our faith would always, my friends, indicate because it is more than equal to any occasion. Faith knows how to wait on the Lord. Faith defies reasons. It moves mountains. Now when Jesus said, if we have this, we had the faith as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. He wasn't talking about the mountains in Israel. He's talking about the mountains in our lives. All of us have some kind of mountain. But if you are active in faith, you can move your mountains. Amen. Man said, joking with me Friday, telling me, if you don't hurry up and get married, you're going to be too old. I said, you are old and you're married. You stay in the house and sleep all the time with your old self. And your wife now is in Dallas, Texas. And the women said,
amen.
They're not going to wait on you. Faith, my friends, faith does not always face facts. It never gives up, though. Faith says God is working out his perfect will in my life. And I can wait and endure and suffer. Because I know you're going to answer my prayer. If I know anything about God, I know he will answer my prayer. Brother Watson said to me, Pastor, there's a house for sale around the corner. We have an interest in it. Yes, we'll buy it. The house, we bought it and tore it down because it was no good. Now we can look back and say we got 20-something lots that's going to have to build or do something with them. That isn't the issue. The issue, we own them.
Amen.
This church owns 20-something lots plus a few acres down the street to build a senior house on.
Amen.
The church cannot just be sitting doing nothing. We have to do something to prove to God that we believe in what he said. George is the organist here. If I ask for a song, he says, I don't know it. He's going to have to go home and learn it. Otherwise, he can't be no organist if he don't want to learn new stuff. And you said? Let's move on here. See, by faith, just listen careful. Faith is the only law at your disposal that supersedes the laws of nature. By faith, Jacob wrestled with God and would not give up until God blessed him. He was given a new name because he wrestled. His new name was Israel, and a new destiny. He no longer would be Jacob, the deceiver, but instead he would be Israel, the name given to God, chosen, my friend, nationally. By faith, listen carefully, Abraham followed God even though he was not sure where he was going. Help me, Holy Ghost. By faith, my friend, by faith, By faith, Abraham obeyed God and was willing to offer his son, Isaac, as a sacrifice to God. By faith, Moses raised his staff, and he walked, my friend, and the water of the Red Sea parted. And as if only one dry land, Israelites were delivered, and Pharaoh's army was drowned. Let me just talk a little bit about God's power. God's power, God has all power. Here is the Red Sea, all water. And here's God's people at the Red Sea, supposed to go across. And how are you going to get across? And they couldn't have no, my friend, dry land. And God said to the Baptist Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, I have a rod. He said, throw it on the ground. It turned to what? What else did God do at the Red Sea? He parted the Red Sea. Now look how he did it. All of a sudden, he took a nothing and rolled up a bank on both sides. And the banks that he rolled up, look what he did. He took the Red Sea, the water, and backed it up against those walls. And he said to Moses and his servants, he said, now I got travel across the Red Sea. And they went across on dry land because of the power of Almighty God. And then when they got across, I love God. I don't care what anybody tells me. After they got across the Red Sea, God took, like some of you Baptists try to trick people, God took that water against those walls and turned it loose.
That's right.
And drowned it. Everybody tried to come behind it.
Right.
Now, he's not going to use no water with you, but he will delay what he want to give you. He'll delay it because of your attitude.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Tell the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's keep on going. We'll be through. Shortly, we got time before we have lunch. By faith, my friend, Moses, I said again, raised his staff, and the water of the Red Sea parted. That's faith in action. All right? By faith, Noah was warned by God of things not seen as yet, and built an ark that saved his household. By faith, Joshua trusted God and became the leader of Israel, and his army marched around the walls of Jericho for several days and blew their trumpet and shouted in victory, and the walls collapsed. Amen. Eastern in Mississippi, northern Mississippi, said that he said he would die before they would integrate Mississippi. Well, he's dead and is integrated. Don't threaten God. Work your faith and see what happens to you in life. Amen. Friends, listen carefully. By faith, Gideon was scared, not afraid, but trusted God. He led a small army of 300 to conquer a very large army of 135,000 Midianites, Afro-Americans. By faith, Esther boldly revealed her heritage as a child of God's people, the Jews, and said that she would stand up for her people, even if it meant death for her. And God guided her in revealing the wicked plan of King, my friends, Haman. We can't outsmart Almighty God. All right? I have a few more and I'll be through with them. By faith, David, a shepherd boy, defeated a Philistine giant by the name of Goliath with his sling and sling of rock. David's faith in God was unshakable. He knew God had his back, and he became King David. Amen. They said that the queen in England that married a year or two ago, remember that young lady? Said it wasn't going to happen. But they didn't understand that love is crazy. Love will make you go somewhere and get lost on your way. Let me tell you how crazy love is. I know a man was on his way home and got lost, didn't know where he lived, because he was in love and thought he was going to lose it. It's crazy. But it's real.
It's real.
Church, listen carefully. By faith, Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. Listen carefully. Refused to bow down and worship a golden statue of King Nebuchadnezzar. What is his name? Nebuchadnezzar, bad man. So they were thrown, listen, into a blazing furnace that was heated several times, my friends, and hotter than usual. But because of their faith, when the king looked in, the three young men were alive, and more, there was a fourth divine man in the fire. And with them, King Nebuchadnezzar commanded that no one would speak a word against their God. Bad King Nebuchadnezzar, but there was another one better than him. Amen. I when I was growing up, there was a man that made a casket. They used to do this. You Southerners know this. Out of wood. And here was a man who they were looking for. They was going to hang him. And they made him a casket out of wood. Put holes on the backside, on both sides, and in the bottom. And then they sealed it. Took him to the train and they shipped him to Chicago. When he got there, my friend, they opened it. They really thought he was a dead man. He was running from death. Because he said he was led and if he's free, he can help free somebody else. And that's what he did until he died. Don't underestimate your faith. You would be amazed what you can do if you quit complaining and exercise your faith. Amen. Church, by faith, Mary, the mother of Jesus, said to the angel Gabriel, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you said about me come true. She was a virgin and conceived and gave birth to the Son, Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, Peter focused on Jesus and walked on water. Only when he took his eyes off Jesus did he begin to sink. Many of you would be blessed today if you would keep your eyes on Jesus and offer other people.
Amen.
God is waiting to bless you. Church, listen careful. Listen careful. By faith, the woman with an issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment. I asked my professor, I said, well, what make you think she thought that there was power in his garment? He said, well, I'm just like you. I don't know. But her faith said, all I need to just get to him. And if I get to him, he'll get to me. And her touch of his garment made her what? And he's praying, you can still touch his garment. It's up to you. Amen. Somebody said, if Pastor William retired from pastoring, what's going to happen to him? I told you a Sunday or two ago, I tell you what's going to happen to Ephraim. I'm going to walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk with Jesus. I'm going to limp with Jesus. I'm going to raise my voice with Jesus. And then I want to say to you, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Thank God he kept my enemies away, gave me a brand new shiny day. And if he did it once, he'll do it again. The God I know, he said, I supply all of your needs according to the riches in glory. And what's in glory? Everything that we need. Faith in action. It works. It works. When my late wife was ill, I was in Kaiser Hospital. And the doctor said, we have to dismiss your wife and send her to a convalescent home. I said, well, they don't have the doctors there that she needs, so why would you want to dismiss her? He said, because there's nothing else we can do. I said, well, then let her die here. She's not going nowhere. If you take her where you want to take her, in 2 hours I'll be back with my attorney. He looked at me and he said, well, what good would it do? I said, try it. All I can tell you is to stay there 3.5 more weeks before God called her home. You got to stand on your faith, believe your faith, operate from your faith, give God the glory, give him the praise, thank him for what he's already done. I told you last Sunday, when I look back and see what he's done back here, I know what he'll do up here. That's God. That's God. That's God. I wish I had time. As we stand here today on the promises of God,
yes, sir,
which you can only know by reading his word. Friends, you miss so much by watching Oprah, watching the ball game, and don't know nothing what Jesus is saying to your life. Amen. Where is Richard? Stand up, Richard. I'm going to tell you about faith. God blessed me to confront the city of Sacramento, remember? He said, no, we're not going to do that. I said, you got two choices. You either do it, or I'll report you to your boss. And if that doesn't work, I'll report you to the mayor. Not only did he do it, what else happened? He lost his job. Now, I didn't fire him. He fired himself. I'm not paying you to work for me, and you don't do the job. My faith is slicker than his. My faith is so slick, he can't even catch it. Faith in action. Pastor Reeves, faith, listen carefully, at the people who went through it. Trusting the wisdom of God and accepted his will. Friends, the struggle by faith like Jacob. We struggle, my friend, to live by faith like Abraham. We follow by faith like Moses. We trust by faith like Noah. We fought by faith like Joshua. When I think about it, we believed by faith like Gideon. We stood alone because we had faith in us. The elderly walked by faith. They gave sacrifices. But nobody could stop them. When I tell you a few things, faith can stop death, unstop deaf ears. Faith can conquer hostile enemies. Faith can resist powerful temptation. Faith can win spiritual victory. In spite of obstacles, faith marches on. In spite of oppositions, faith refuses to quit. In spite of difficulties, faith carries on. In spite of adversities, faith stays with it. And in spite of problems, faith presses on. Faith can see the invisible. Faith can hear the inability. Faith can hold intangible faith. Faith can work when you can't see it. You said, but he's not going to make it. And faith is working all the way with him or her so they can make it. Faith can make you write a book and sell more than you make or write. Faith can have you to get married to a man, women. Faith can have you to marry a man. He forgets to look at you. He's so in love with you. He said, when would you be ready? Faith can make a man move out of New Orleans all the way to Los Angeles. And Richard said, faith works. It works. It works. It works. It works. If John Williams were living, he'll tell you, we applied for a loan from Wells Fargo's bank, and they refused to give it to us because we were black. And a lawyer from San Francisco said to me, he said, Pastor William, that's discrimination. He said, I'll recommend some lawyers to you, and you can get the money and don't have to pay it back. And I didn't do it. I went on my knees and asked God, what must we do? And my brother and sister, listen carefully. He gave me a vision to go to another bank, go through the late John Williams. Amen. We went there, and the man said, we cannot loan you. We don't loan churches that kind of money. I said, then you take this application to Lodi. And if you don't, then you won't have no job. My faith was working. No, he said, you're not going to get it. All I can tell you, we borrowed $4 million, and I didn't go to the bank, and the trustees didn't go. They came here, and we signed for it, and then we made the deal we're going to pay for it after 3 years early. He said, well, you can't do that. And I said, well, you did it for white people. So we signed with a 15-year mortgage. I'm going to talk about faith. 15-year mortgage. And we paid for it in 7 years and 8 months. Don't tell me that faith won't work. And when we paid for it, I had the man to come here and tell you all that you didn't have to pay that early. And I said to him, he said, it never been done. Now, we done paid the bill off. Give us a check on the educational side. We don't do that. I said, well, we'll hold the next check, the last one. He made it right here in front of you. Remember, he gave us a check for the scholarship. Never been done. That's why I serve God. Whole lot of things never been done. But I tell you, there's nothing impossible for God to do. I don't care what you think, what you say, it is not impossible if God want to do it. Faith in action. Faith in action. A few years ago, I and faith conquers the wall of the city. I sung with the star Quincy here leading the song. She probably forgot. He know he can't sing with that woman. She's still alive when I sung with her. I'm the one was led to sing. Faith works. But how about your faith? How about your faith? How about your faith. Are you trusting God with your faith? And if not, I'll tell you. Last time I read, faith believes the unbelievable. And it can see the invisible. It can move the unmovable. And it can pass the unsurpassable. Nothing supersedes faith. Where is your faith? We walk by faith. We live by faith. We are saved through faith. We are, my friend, we are healed by faith. Faith does everything that we do, or it is not done at all. Amen. Amen. In the New Testament, the word faith appears in the Old Testament 224 times in the Bible, in the King James Version. It mentioned only twice in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, my brothers and friends, in the New Testament, faith appears 222 times. Why can't we live by faith? In my closet. Faith. I like to give practical applications like Jesus did, giving you a lot of biblical application, and you don't read the Bible. You don't know what I'm talking about. Faith. Four went downtown. Testified against St. Paul and said we should not be allowed to build because we didn't take care of the lot we have. Now listen at me. And the man who works for the county, he stood up. He said, oh no, that can't be the truth. We just rented the lot and we used it. So they're keeping theirs better than we're keeping ours. I'm sitting here and saying, look at faith. The lady said, well, there's an X number of folks in the community that's against them building that church. I said, bring them in. Only three. And all of them was black. They voted against us for building this building. Did what? What did they do? They lost. Now they have to ride by and look. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, you tell me, where would we be? I said it before, he kept my enemies away and gave me a brand new shiny day. Friends, there's nobody like Jesus. Nobody. Early this morning, I was calling on his name. I felt like running, laying in the bed, not complaining. I felt the power moving in my body that I hadn't felt since yesterday. I know there's a God. For every now and then, he touched my mind. He touched my body. He touches my ideals. He gives me strength. He gives me direction. He blesses me in spite of the enemy. He is real. He's real. I tell you, he's real. Stand on your feet and let's give him a little praise. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him for a moment. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you're going to do. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. He's able. I said he's able. Praise him. Let me tell you how I learned this as a teenager. How to trust him. Brenda, would you come and give it to us? It says something like this. I was what?
Weak and
low. It says, I found the answer. And I found it by praying. I learned to pray. And I had faith to guide me every day. Where's your faith? Where's your...
I was weak and weary.
Yes.
I had gone astray.
Yes.
Walking in darkness. I could not find my way.
Yes. I have. Will you come today? Will you come today?
All my sins were forgiven.
Will you come today? Will you come? Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? For me, will you come today? Will you come today? Come today. Oh, yes. Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Oh, yes. Will you come today? Will you come today?
I found the way. The sun
is shining for me.
I
found
the answer.
And I, will you come today?